Chapter 1. How to apply for your Oklahoma driver license. Who has to have an Oklahoma driver license? All residents who operate a motor vehicle on any Oklahoma street or highway. Drivers with an out-of-state license must apply for an Oklahoma driver license at the time they establish residency. Upon establishing residency, your vehicles must be registered in Oklahoma. See your local tag agent. This may not apply to military personnel and their spouses. An Oklahoma license is not required for 1. Non-residents at least 16 years old who are properly licensed to drive in their home state or country. 2. Non-residents on active duty with the armed forces and their spouses and children with valid licenses from their home states. 3. Non-resident students enrolled at an Oklahoma college or university and their spouses and children with valid licenses from their home states. 4. Anyone operating a farm tractor or implement solely for farm, ranch activities. What to bring with you? You must apply for your license in person at a driver testing facility operated by the Oklahoma Department of Public Safety. Use this checklist for items to bring with you. 1. Your full legal name will be used on your license. A name change resulting from marriage, court order or divorce shall appear on the driver license or identification card exactly as stated on the marriage certificate, court order or divorce decree. 2. Bring proper identification. Notarized documents or photocopies are not acceptable. You are required to present primary identification. For your primary ID, you must show an original or certified document such as certified birth certificate, a valid, unexpired U.S. passport, effective 11, the 1st or the 16th of May serve as both primary and secondary ID. State of Oklahoma identification card, originally issued by Department of Public Safety, after November 1, 2007. Oklahoma driver license originally issued after November 1, 2007. Citizenship naturalization documents. Alien registration card. CBA, citizen born abroad. For secondary ID, you must show any of the following. Any primary proof of identification. Out-of-state driver license. Oklahoma driver license issued prior to November 1, 2007. Oklahoma identification card issued to November 1, 2007. For any person under the age of 18, an affidavit signed by the parent or legal guardian. Photo identification card that is issued by an Oklahoma public, private or parochial secondary school. Institution of higher learning. Vocational technical school. Employer. Oklahoma gun permit. Pilot license. Oklahoma voter registration card. Social security card. Health insurance card. Motor vehicle registration or title. Marriage license. Separation or divorce judgment. High school, career technology, college or university degree. Professional degree, certificate or license. Deed or title to property in Oklahoma, including a burial plot deed. Health, life, or home insurance policy issued to the applicant. Automobile insurance policy or security verification form issued to the applicant. Oklahoma lifetime hunting or fishing license. Medical examiner certificate, DOT physical card. Oklahoma Tax Commission agriculture exempt permit. Medical, Medicaid card or medical eligibility card. Military identification card. Military dependent identification card. Military discharge, DD-214, unless specified not to be used for identification. Digital photograph comparison, if a department-generated digital photograph is already on file with the department. United States Bureau of Indian Affairs identification card. Oklahoma Tribal Photo Identification Card from the following tribes. Kiowa of Oklahoma. Comanche of Oklahoma. Apache of Oklahoma. Caddo Nation, issued after the 9th of January 2008. Absentee Shawnee. Cheyenne, Arapaho. Choctaw. Delaware, if issued on or after April 20, 2009. Muscogee, Creek, Nation. Department of Corrections Consolidated Records Card. Department of Corrections Inmate Identification Card. For replacement licenses, applicants requesting replacement of a lost, stolen or mutilated Oklahoma driver license or ID card must furnish, at a minimum, a primary and secondary form of identification. Applicants for renewals with an expired Oklahoma license or Oklahoma ID card expired more than 1 year must provide documents from primary and secondary identification lists. A state-certified birth certificate or U.S. passport is required to show legal presence. Name change. Documentation required. A person requesting a name change shall comply with the primary and secondary identification requirements in OAC 595-10-1-3. B. In order to identify the person by his or her former name and OAC 595-10-1-18 in order to identify the person by his or her new name. The required documents for a name change shall include divorce decree, adoption decree, name change decree, or establishment of record of birth, pursuant to 63 OS 1-315. Marriage license may only serve as a secondary form of identification as required by OAC 595-10-1-3b, or for a common law marriage, affidavit of common law marriage containing the notarized signatures of the husband and wife. Both primary and secondary forms of identification is prescribed in OAC 595-10-1-3b, must be submitted in addition to this affidavit. If USCIS document is the primary ID, including 1-551, applicant must provide proof of name change from USCIS before any change will be made. Name change. A name change resulting from marriage, court order or divorce shall appear on the driver license or identification card exactly as stated on the marriage certificate, court order or divorce decree. Titles or ecclesiastical names will not be placed on a driver license or an identification card. If you are not a United States citizen, you must present valid identification and documentation that you are in the United States legally. If you are a U.S. citizen but born outside of the United States, including military bases, you must provide proof of citizenship pursuant to the laws of the United States. No license shall be issued to any alien whose documentation indicates the alien is a visitor or is not eligible to establish residency. A receipt for an application for presence in the U.S. is not proof of legal presence. 3. Bring valid proof of auto liability insurance if you're taking the driving test. 4. If you have health or physical conditions that might impair your driving ability, you may be required to have a doctor's statement about your condition. 5. Provide your social security number. This number will not appear on your license. 6. If you are under 18 years of age, you must also bring one of the following. Proof of current enrollment in a secondary or vocational technical school, on a form provided by your school, or proof of an excused absence, as defined in state statutes Title 47 Sect. 6-107.3 on a form provided by your school, or proof of enrollment and satisfactory progress in a program leading to a certificate of high school equivalency, general equivalency diploma, GED, on a form provided by the Department of Public Safety, or proof that you have completed a GED, or proof of home schooling, on a form provided by the Department of Public Safety, or proof of employment, if you are working a minimum of 24 hours a week. The form may be obtained from the Department of Public Safety and must be signed by your employer and notarized, or your high school diploma showing proof that you have graduated from high school. 7. If you are under 18 years of age, you must also bring documentation from your school showing you have successfully passed the criterion referenced reading test required for all 8th grade students or an alternative reading proficiency test approved by the State Department of Education pursuant to State Statutes Title 47 Section 3, Section 1210.515 of Title 70, demonstrating reading proficiency at the 8th grade reading level, unless such student is excused from such requirement pursuant to the provisions of State Statutes Title 47 Section 3. IBID. 8. Bring driver's education completion certificate, for example, green card from driver's ed, or a certificate of completion of driver's education from a commercial school or a parent-taught driver's education course approved by the Department of Public Safety. If proof of driver's education completion is not presented, additional restrictions may be imposed. All forms provided by the schools must be typed. Each signature block must have an original signature. Types of licenses. You must show proper identification each time you apply for a test, retest, replacement license, or ID card. Class A, B, or C. Commercial license. Minimum age 18. Single or combination vehicle with a gross vehicle weight rating, GVWR, of 26,001 pounds. Or more, does not include farm vehicles, a vehicle transporting hazardous materials in amounts requiring a placard, or a vehicle designed to transport 16 or more passengers, including the driver. Requirements. If you will be driving any one of these vehicles, you must study the commercial driver manual to prepare for the driving test. Class A, B, or C. Commercial learner permit. Minimum age 18. Requirements. You must pass all the required examinations for an Oklahoma Class D license and have passed all parts of the tests for a Class A, B, or C license except the skills tests. The applicant must be able to read and understand English. You must be accompanied by a licensed driver 21 or older, who is licensed for the classes of vehicles being driven, including all required endorsements. Valid for 180 days and may be renewed for an additional 180 days. You will be eligible for skills tests 14 days after obtaining the permit. You can take the test only 3 times after date of eligibility. After that, you can take the test only once every 30 days. Class D license. Minimum age 16. Cars, vans, trucks under 26,001 pounds. GVWR, recreational vehicles, fire trucks. Requirements. You must pass the knowledge test, driving test, and vision screening. Your physical condition must meet required standards. You must be able to read and understand road signs. Class D learner license, permit. Minimum age 15 and a half. You must be currently taking or have passed an approved driver education course and show a completed driver education certificate or a contract with a commercial driver education school or the green driver education card from a public school. If you are participating in the parent-taught driver education program, you must bring the DPS-approved parent-taught affidavit and a purchase receipt for the course. Minimum age 16. You must qualify for a regular Class D license, except for the driving test. Requirements. A learner license is valid only while a licensed driver, 21 or older, is actually sitting in the seat beside the driver. The driving test can be taken 6 months after the permit is issued. The restriction of licensed driver in the front seat will be removed when you pass the driving test. You can take the test only 3 times after date of eligibility. After that, you can take the test only once every 30 days. Motorcycle endorsement. Minimum age 16. Added to Class A, B, C, or D license. Requirements. You must first have a valid Oklahoma driver license, then pass the motorcycle endorsement test. Effective August 26, 2016, under 18 must also complete a certified state-approved motorcycle basic rider course. Motorcycle license only. Minimum age 14. Study the motorcycle license manual in addition to license only this manual. Requirements. You must meet the vision, written, and skills test requirements. On the driving test, you must prove your ability to operate a cycle safely. Effective August 26, 2016, under 18 must also complete a certified state-approved motorcycle basic rider course. Motorcycle license permit. Minimum age 14. Restricted to a motor scooter or motorcycle with a piston displacement of no more than 300 cc. Cubic centimeters. You may ride only between the hours of 5 a.m. and 10 p.m. You cannot carry a passenger. If your motorcycle is less than 150 cc, there is an additional restriction that you may not exceed 35 miles per hour. If your motorcycle is over 150 cc but not larger than 300 cc, You may drive the posted speed limit with the exception you may not drive on a highway with a posted minimum speed limit such as an interstate or turnpike. These restrictions are automatically lifted at age 16. However, a helmet is required for anyone under 18 years of age. Also see the motorcycle license manual. DPS may waive the knowledge and skills test for a motorcycle if applicant shows proof that they have successfully completed a motorcycle safety, MSF, Foundation Rider course. You must see a driver license examiner to have a number 9 restriction added to your motorcycle driver license at the age of 16 years, 15 and a half if receiving instruction in an approved driver education course. Requirements. You must be receiving instruction from a parent, legal guardian or any person 21 or older who has a valid Oklahoma driver license with a motorcycle endorsement added and who has visual contact with the operator. You must meet the requirements for a regular driver license. The learner restriction can be removed 30 days after the permit is issued. Effective August 26, 2016, under 18 must also complete a certified state-approved motorcycle basic rider course. 14 to 15-year-olds. Learner restriction is required. Your application must be signed by a custodial parent or legal guardian who must agree that the conditions imposed upon the license will be complied with and who must also be willing to assume financial and legal responsibility if you violate the law, damage property, or cause personal injury while riding your cycle. Identification card. Minimum age none. Card is to be used for identification only. Requirements. You must be an Oklahoma resident and provide the same type of identification as is required for a driver license. You must complete the application in person at a driver license exam location. You must have a custodial parent or legal guardian sign the consent form if you are under 18 years of age. Parent-taught driver education. On November 1, 2001, Oklahoma enacted Parent-taught driver education. The program is designed to provide driver education to students who are unable to receive it in school or through a commercial driving school. Oklahoma has enjoyed the benefits of driver education in conventional school settings for years and today offers alternative sources of education to target more young drivers. Listed below are some questions and answers about Oklahoma's parent-taught driver education. Question. What is parent-taught driver education? Answer. Parent-taught is an alternative to conventional driver education that is recognized by the Department of Public Safety. It is offered as correspondence study through approved parent-taught driver education providers. Question. Is this type of driver education free? Answer. No. Approved vendors charge a fee for the curriculum. Question. Is parent-taught driver education a faster way to complete driver ed? Answer. While parent-taught driver education is designed for students to work at their own pace, it is not designed to be a fast-track way to complete driver education. Students are required to complete 30 hours of classroom training and 55 hours of actual behind-the-wheel training, which is all programmed into the curriculum of approved providers. Question. I want to know if I should take parent-taught driver ed or go through a commercial school. Answer. Parent-taught driver education is the newest of three forms of driver education in Oklahoma. If you do not attend a public school or there are no commercial driving schools in your area, parent-taught education may be right for you. New Graduated Driver License, GDL. House Bill 1599 requires teens to apply for the license, which restricts their driving time to the hours of 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. with the exceptions for driving to work, school, church or related activities, or if a licensed driver over 21 years of age is seated next to the teenager. The bill also prevents teenage drivers from chauffeuring their friends around town, prohibiting teens with a restricted license from driving with multiple passengers younger than 21, other than family. Listed below are some questions and answers about Oklahoma's graduated driver license law and how it will affect young people under the age of 17. Question. What is GDL? Answer. GDL stands for Graduated Driver License. The GDL program gradually phases in driving privileges for new teen drivers as they gain experience behind the wheel. Question. Why do we need GDL? Answer. because Oklahoma's teenage drivers have more crashes than any other age group. This is one reason insurance premiums are so high for teen drivers. During their first year of driving, 25% of 16-year-olds either receive a traffic ticket or are involved in a crash. Question. Are other states passing GDL too? Answer. Yes. All 50 states have some version of graduated driver license as established by their laws. Question. What happens if you break the rules and are convicted of a moving violation? Answer. You will remain at your current GDL level, learner or intermediate, until 6 months from the date of conviction has elapsed. Question. Does the driver education course I take have to be given by a high school? Answer. No. You may take any driver education course that has been certified by the Department of Public Safety, including parent-taught driver education and commercial driving schools. What to expect? The law says that you must pass certain tests to show that you can drive a car or motorcycle legally and safely before you can get your Oklahoma driver license. You apply for your license and take your tests at a driver testing facility operated by the Oklahoma Department of Public Safety. For the Class D license, there are three tests: the vision screening, the written test, and the driving test for cars and motorcycles. You may not be required to take all three. You are not required to pay any money when you take the tests. When you successfully meet all the requirements, the driver examiner will give you a form stating the type of license, any restrictions that apply, and the fee. You will take the form to a tag agent who will take your picture, collect the fees, and issue your license. If you have been issued a social security number, you must bring the card or number with you when you apply for an Oklahoma driver's license or ID card. This number will not appear on your license or ID card. Vision screening. Your vision will be checked. You may be required to wear glasses or contact lenses to drive safely. Written test. The questions for a Class D license test will be taken from this manual. You will be asked questions about Oklahoma traffic laws, safe driving practices, and drug and alcohol laws, effects. You should also know local traffic laws for your city or town. Check with your local police department. For a Class A, B, C license or a motorcycle endorsement, also study the proper supplemental manual. An oral test will be given on request. An appointment may be required. If you failed the written test, by law you must wait at least 1 day before retesting. Driving test. You must show that you can drive legally and safely on streets and highways. It's very important to have proper training and learn safe driving skills before you try to take the driving test. To qualify for the test, you must pass the vision screening and the written test. The car you are using must have a valid tag and you must show the security verification form. The car must be in proper mechanical condition. No pets or additional people can be in the car with you and the examiner. Effective November 1, 2012, any certified driver education instructor, who is currently employed by any school district or commercial driver training school, can apply to DPS to become a designated examiner to administer the skills portion of the driving test. Anyone who has completed a driver education course from a public, private, or parochial school or a commercial driver education school might choose to take their driving skills test from one of these designated examiners for a fee up to $25, or you may still take your test from DPS at no charge. Persons taking the parent-taught driver education courses are not eligible to take a test from the designated examiners. For a list of approved designated examiners, please visit our Driver License Services webpage at www.oc.gov/dps. The examiner will tell you where to drive and what driving maneuvers to perform. You must show that you can control the car or motorcycle, properly perform basic maneuvers such as turning right and left, backing, parking on a hill, parallel parking, etc. Use signals and drive in the proper lane. Understand and obey traffic signs, markings, and signals. Properly apply the rules of right-of-way. Carefully observe and correctly respond to other vehicles and pedestrians. Skills test will not be conducted when roads are considered by the examiner to be slick or hazardous. Reasons for failing the driving test. You can fail the driving test for too many errors, dangerous driving, law violations, traffic collision, or refusing to perform a maneuver. After the test, the examiner will explain any driving errors you made. If you failed the test, the examiner will tell you when you can retake the test. Where to get your license? Driver license tests are available in many cities throughout Oklahoma. Call your local tag agent, police department, sheriff's office, or any Oklahoma Highway Patrol headquarters for testing locations, dates, and times. You get your actual license from a tag agency, usually listed in the yellow pages under tags. Organ donor option. There is a critical shortage of organs and tissues for those who need organ and/or tissue transplants. When you are issued your Oklahoma driver license or identification card, you will be given the opportunity to become an organ, tissue donor. If you wish to become a donor, you will need to check the yes box on the signature pad. If you do not want to be added to the donor registry, you will need to check the no box. For additional information, you may contact LifeShare of Oklahoma at www.lifeshareoc.org or 1-888-580-5680. Checking the yes box will cause a red heart to be printed on the face of the driver license or identification card. This is a legal document and can be the only document required to authorize the recovery and transplantation of your organs and/or tissue if you should become an eligible donor. You are encouraged to inform your family of your decision to be a donor if you check the yes box, although it is not required. Veteran logo option. As a way to honor and recognize the veterans who have served our country, SB 138 authorized DPS to create a logo that serves as a notation of veteran status on a driver license or identification card. The logo is an American flag with the word veteran underneath it. Anyone requesting the logo must show proof of present or past military service by presenting one of the following documents to any motor license agent. A valid uniformed services identity card. A United States Department of Defense form, DD 214, DD 215, or a World War II discharge document, WDAGO form or NAPRS form that shows a discharge status of honorable or general under honorable conditions. A United States Department of Veterans Affairs photo identification card, or an Oklahoma Army or Air National Guard NGB Form 22. There is no cost for the logo, but you will have to pay the cost of an original, replacement or renewal license or ID card. Sex and violent crime offender registration. State law requires persons convicted of sex offenses or violent crimes relocating in this state to register with the Oklahoma Department of Corrections within 10 days and local law enforcement within 3 days. Failure to register is punishable by fine and/or imprisonment. License responsibilities. Write down your driver license number and memorize it. Always carry your license with you when you drive. You are required by law to show it to a trooper, police officer, sheriff, or judge when asked. You must show your license to anyone with whom you are involved in a collision. Fees. The examiner will advise you of the fees due when you have passed all required tests. The schedule on page 1 to 11 will help you determine what the fees will be. All fees are paid to the tag agency when the license is issued. Digital driver licenses and ID cards. In the fall of 2003, Oklahoma began issuing new driver licenses and identification cards that have a new look and provide improved security. Every cardholder's demographic information, digital portrait with ghosted image, and signatures are printed onto a highly durable plastic card. A security laminate coating covers each card, which increases the durability and tamper resistance of the document. Driver licenses and identification cards are differentiated by their color. A commercial driver license, CDL, is printed on a yellow background, a Class D driver license is printed on a blue background, and an identification card is printed on a red background. Note: the orientation for all, under 21 feet cardholders is vertical instead of horizontal and shows the date when the individual turns 18, or 21. Endorsement. Restriction. County of residence as well as organ donor and deaf or hard of hearing logo are located on the back. Two bars codes are also on the back of the card containing information from the front of the card. Finger images are mandatory for processing all driver license and identification cards. The information is an added security feature to guard against identity theft. The finger images are not available outside of the Department of Public Safety without a court order, 6110-2C.